Everybody, welcome. This is a global SLR podcast coming up because in about 5 days from now, the biggest event in seduction, lifestyle, relationships, dating, survival, entrepreneurship, you name it, is happening in Hollywood, California. I'm Iran Zafar, motherfucking Ebizar, and my co-host today is the man. He is the legend. He's legendary in so many different fields to count. And every time we come towards each other, him and I, it's almost like an unstoppable force and an immovable object colliding. The world gets something new. So I'd like to introduce co-host Mr. Legendary Vince Kelvin. Brother, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenal, brother. It's the last stretch before the GSLR. We are so excited that we're also going to offer the live stream version and HD recording. It will go very fast this week. It's going to be a sliding scale. So the moment you hear this podcast, you have two options. One of them is you get very resourceful and you jump on board and you show up in person Friday, September 22nd in Hollywood, and you have the experience of a lifetime. Second option, it's a bit too last minute, or you're not as spontaneous as you wish girls would be. And you watch it from home with the guarantee of getting the HD recording afterwards. So I'm going at it around the clock, but, you know, keeping a very calm inner awareness. So I'm very pleased with that because it can get very stressful, but I'm managing it extremely well. And today, our guest, I got to meet her a couple of weeks ago. And it's funny because we often say that, you know, not too long ago, brother, I had this chick that came to a party that said, hey, do you need a woman's perspective? And we often say, well, the challenge with a woman's perspective is that they're going to give you their laundry list and they don't know what it's like to be a man. So the best advice you get for pickup and dealing with women is not going to come from women. It's from guys. And I was so impressed, though, when I heard Fly, because that's how she started her talk. And she quoted quite a bit of what we had mentioned. Also, the how women are a destructive force. So on. So I was like, wow, we got a gem there. And everybody was really empowered when you came to speak live. So you're an awesome plus to this year's GSLR. Here she is with us, Fly Hudson. How are you, Fly?
Thank you so much, Vince and Awash, for having me. I'm very humbled to be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
So real quick, I'm curious, how did you get into that pickup thing? You know, for those who don't know the story, in a few words, what happened? How did you end up in the pickup thing?
It started with a company called Simple Pickup, who had their own forum. And I was talking to some of the members because I knew about their YouTube channel. And then they introduced me to Facebook, and that's how I met David Coker and you guys.
Awesome. Very interesting. Yeah. So I pass it to you, brother. You know, I know that so much happens just before the event. On my side, I have, like, all that material that's being downloaded, systems that are incredible. Today, I had, like, a system with seven words that all started with an F. And I didn't think of it. It came in all one shot to prepare the guys on Friday to maximize their experience there. And it's unlike anything I ever thought of before. So I know we operate very much the same. And I'm curious, for you, what's happening just before the GSLR?
Every day, a constant new change. Every day, a new understanding of life and the energy of male-female dynamic. And currently right now, you know, just from last night to today, I feel like a completely different person. And we're going to start working with the idea of there's experiences that you guys seek, that people seek. But then what they're doing is they're trying to just get that experience from maybe just one person. And this is a new idea that we could explore. And it's the idea that, is it the person that you are trying to experience, or is the person trying to give you, or is the person represent an experience for you that you find valuable, right? And taking a look at the difference between, because sometimes what happens is we get stuck on one person instead of realizing that we have the potential to experience anything we want and feel good in a thousand different ways. And what we do is we just try to put all of that into one person and make them responsible for that. And then we forget that we could actually have experience any way we want to have. So that's what's been going on here. And I'll go a little bit deeper into it in a minute and pass it on.
Forgive me, I did the mute thing and then re-enter. So that is so phenomenal. You know, for me, it's always fascinating because I've been doing this convention for 10 years. And every year, just before, there's something that happens that kind of really, really, really stirs me. But this year I saw it as, I didn't do that perfectly, but I saw it as it's part of the process. So I'm going to encourage the guys to really understand how that works. And then I give you a glimpse of the first thing I'm going to present on Friday, which by then might evolve or turn into something completely different. But in putting those conventions together and speaking at so many of them, because the event was copied but never equaled, and in doing public speaking for nearly 3 decades, you know, it's funny, whether it's the moment it's more than one person or even just one person or 100 or 500 people, there's a very sensitive point that most omit because it's unconscious. We've all been trained while going through school to hear feedback. And it's how you process information, feedback, that will determine how integrated that information will be, your ability to integrate and apply it and benefit from it. So I want to unleash a whole new level of learning for everybody. I'll give you a quick example. In school, usually when receiving some feedback, we would close in a little bit, you know, and the energy that you put into hearing information or how you compare it in your own mind. For example, the most basic of them all, you may hear something from someone and you know you like it, but you think, oh, that would work for them, but that would not work for you. So now that belief is in the way of you absorbing the material. So I created this incredible system, a series of S's, you know, going from things as silly as self-doubt, you know, to doubt that you can use the information, to also snobbish responses, to think you're too cool for school, or taking it too soft. Sometimes guys hear something and go, oh, I know that. So I will hope you balance how you process the information so it goes right in and you'll have such an amazing experience with this weekend. Fly, I know you're going to talk about touch, keynote, and I know that you're well prepared for that. So I'll pass it to you if you can give us a glimpse of your take on touch and maybe one gold nugget for the guys listening.
So I just want to clarify, when you say that, do you mean how we experience each other as in like mentors and stuff like that? I just want to make sure I'm hearing the question right.
No, you told me, and I didn't want to say keynote because I know there's some listeners who are not aware of the jargon. So, but I know you're preparing something to talk about keynote, touch. So if you can touch on touching.
Yes. So I notice with a lot of the questions that I've received, people asking for advice, most of the questions that they ask are, you know, they know about how to approach or how to open or how to build rapport, but there's not too much information which talks about escalating. There's the formal videos that we see on YouTube where you may, you know, do a spin or like lead a girl somewhere by grabbing her hand, but there really isn't a lot of material out there which kind of teaches you some of the more sensual ways of touching a girl. So it will be very clean. There won't be anything too risky on the stage, but that's what I aim to teach because it's been asked for so much that I know now that there's a need for it. So from what I've been told.
Yeah, guys, you're going to experience the full package over there. You know, I'm not structuring the schedule. And the flow will be phenomenal. Like one of the speakers might be more like demonstration oriented. So you sit down in front of you. The next one is a total experience. You lay down on the floor and you shift your energy. You know, there's a tantric teacher that's going to come and help you shift your energy. So your own sexual flow is more organic and is no longer repressed or overly expressed. And then the next one is very thorough digital information. So I'm making sure that there's going to be an incredible flow to appeal to all of your senses, all aspects of your mind. And the results last year were unlike anything we had witnessed that far. We witnessed further since because we always top it. So I pass it back to you, brother. And I don't even want to bind you with a question, you know, because I'm always all ears. What you share is surreal. It's out of this world. And I pass it back to you, brother.
Thank you. You see, where we're talking about Kino touching, let's take it further for everybody. You know, we immediately are assuming touching her body. Right. And I would tell you guys that in this global SLR, as I said, I'm bringing information that you would have to literally sell your soul to the devil to get it. How's that? Is that literal enough for you guys? So you're going to be touching their bodies. And I get that. And that's great. You have to know how to do that. And what if I pose this question to your mind? And I said, OK, how do you Kino her emotions? Kino standing for kinesthetic touch. How do you touch her emotions? You know, if you touch wrongly on a physical body, right, you get a very severe negative reaction from the person. Now, have you thought about how you touch someone's emotions for the first time as you connect with their emotions? That's a touch, you could say. And how do you Kino escalate? How do you take that emotion and escalate it from, you know, a slight interest to higher and higher and higher where there's an obsession? I spent a little bit of my day yesterday with a new woman. She had brought her friend, and she was completely obsessed by the end of the night. I mean, it was a little absurd. I had to keep reminding myself that I asked for this life. Like, this is something you guys got to remember. You know, the problems come with it, but it was just unreal that I was getting called at 2:30 a.m. over and over and over and being told, where are you? Like, wow, okay. But how do you touch and escalate her emotions? And then how do you touch and escalate her beliefs, her thoughts? These are things to consider because reality is much more than what we have been perceiving. Let's put it like that, okay? And there's so many different levels of perception. There's so many ways of perceiving. The way a frog perceives this exact moment in the same room as I is totally different than the way I perceive it, and it's very different than every other speaker perceiving it. So there's an infinite number of perceptions available, and yet we choose the one that we have been confined to, not even given the freedom to choose it. So anyways, there you go. Fuck, don't get me going, because I'll go somewhere nobody want to go. I'll pass it on to you.
Well, you got me going somewhere I do want to go. So I love the blueprint, the infrastructure of things. And I just had a very interesting experience yesterday. A piece of information was revealed because, you know, when you put yourself out there in the world, gentlemen, and you try to open people, first it's backwards. Okay. Yeah. They're either open or they're not. You're not going to try to open people. You know, if you open a can and it's, The food is bad. The food is bad. So that's got to change completely. I've helped everybody make some amazing headways with that, especially this year. But there, we flip that around forever. And of course, then you become also sensitive to how open or receptive people are, which is not going to most likely make you more open. So you're shutting down your own systems, hoping that you are going to open other people's system. It's completely backwards, but you see time and time and time again. And then eventually, you know, you further shut down the other person. So I have some very unique new practices, and I'm going to make sure I teach them at three levels for complete beginners. You know, I'm reminded of stuff I used to teach years ago that's still like super valid. So you walk around and you feel You focus on being solid on the inside and aware on the outside. So just become aware of that balance, because that balance is everything. And that balance is completely out of balance for every guy out there. And at an intermediate level, you make sure that the greater attention is on you. A lot of the question, like, how do you continue? Well, do you have fucking notes to continue conversations when you're at ease and you don't put an outcome that's so significant to you that you hesitate to do the wrong thing? You flow, you know, we'll see people's body language sometimes in telling the problem. Their body language was fucking perfect. But then, so that's intermediate. You got to know that we're going to flip that around. And at a more advanced level, I think that the formula for me has been, and I will explain that, is completely open, to really open your heart, to be totally unguarded and in an intelligent manner, because you cannot do that with everybody. You need to allocate whom you do that with, when. And then to no longer look at women. Okay, they're being looked at way too much, but you got to notice them. So I have a strategy for you to notice more. Okay, that we could almost teach to, like, government agents to notice more, military and so on. And when I share with people of that nature those strategies, they go, "That's pretty fucking awesome," you know. And then last is, people don't exist. You know, they're like little peons. They're not. Their behavior is completely irrelevant. It's behind a glass mirror. So that's the advanced stuff I'm playing with, which is going to be very controversial, shock everybody, but take everybody to the next level. Meanwhile, I pass it back to you, Fly, and I'm curious. So you're a woman, but you also enjoy the presence of women, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I prefer their company. I like to date them. I do also like the presence of men, but due to the weakness of men in our society, at least the ones that I've been around in my hometown, and even here in California, it's enough to make a woman want to basically go lesbian at this point. But I am open to men as well, hence why I'm in a relationship with another dating coach.
I'm just curious there. It's a question that comes to mind. When it comes to, you know, we talk a lot about the masculine and the feminine. What about, how does that impact within two women? And I know, but I'm just curious to hear it from you. Like, what's your take on the balancing, the moment two girls get together, what would be things to pay attention to that could help guys who hook up girls?
Well, I think from what I've experienced in the dating community with lesbians, or, you know, even just women who are interested in other women, is that there's always that interest, but nobody is willing to take the lead, grab the hand, make the first move, to even ask for a date or kiss or anything. And what I found is that by learning from men, so for example, I've read the Mystery Method before. That was a big foundation which I started on. And learning from other people, I learned how to encompass a little bit of that dominant energy into my interactions. And by being dominant and being confident and being the sure person that I am, I feel that's what attracts women. So, because at first I thought it was completely about, you know, looking really good and being very attractive, which I work on every day. I do think that that's extremely important for me to do as a woman. But what's also very important is that I am confident and strong and sure with my interactions with them.
Yeah, beautiful. That is right on. I think that any guy launching into a threesome, foursome, or any of that, assuming he has the right candidate, has to know that there's probably not going to be a point of decision unless the girls are highly wasted or inhibited. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, inhibited. But so anyway, real quick, gentlemen, because we do have a time constraint. So speaking of Mystery Method, Discovery is there. You got to read the whole lineup, and we're touching on every aspect of your life that will be a convention like no other. You know, I genuinely, brother, I think that with this convention, we are topping any resource for men and women are there at the level of making the decision you want your life to improve because of the diversity and also the fact that we do not create a dividing. You know, in my own journey, when I was in my 20s, in my 30s, and I really wanted to kick ass, well, I could go learn about business, but it'd be a whole bunch of people with suits that would look at me weird if I was talking to a fucking girl, you know? Or then I could learn about spirituality, but then I would mention the word sex, and in most settings, people would freak out and run away. So, or I could go and want to work out and learn health secrets and so on. And then I would speak two, three spiritual world and words, and people would be, you don't need that shit. Come on, just pick up the weight. So my own journey found me at a place where I was a little disenchanted wherever I went, because I realized that just like a fucking church, there was a duality that was created that would prevent me from really exploding as a person in a good way. So I could have the pussy, the money, the spirituality, and so on. And it is in my own frustration of all those years of seeking and traveling to all those different conventions, men's retreats, spiritual gathering, big self-help motivational event, which still were phenomenal. But I wanted to top that, and Arash and I are topping it, because there is no dividing except that we encourage you to divorce from mediocrity. That's the only place, you know. As Arash always says, leave it to the sheep to live mediocre life. So that's the only dividing that will take place. The rest, it's like full blossom. You can expect that everything will come together. You have two ways to do it. In person, if you're a true hustler, that's what it fucking takes, you know. I remember once in my journey, I heard, when Dyer is in Las Vegas, when? Tonight, I got in my fucking car. Did I have the money to stay in a hotel? I didn't, but I still went. And that's how you grow in life. Or you can watch the live stream. You go to gslrconvention.com, gslrconvention.com. And if you hear this and you want to be on the live stream as soon as possible, message me on Facebook, Vince Kelvin, or Instagram, Vince Kelvin, or call me directly. Fuck it. It's 323-309-3219. Pause for a second. 323-309-3219. Say, hey, I want to get on the live stream. Brother, I will pass it to you in conclusion. I just wanted to ask our guest, Fly, if you can give an address for anybody that's heard you for the first time today, a website or something.
Okay, sure. I have a YouTube channel called The Lesbian Pickup Artist, or you can reach me at thelesbianpickupartist@gmail.com.
Awesome. Fly, thank you so much. You're an awesome plus to this experience, and along with the other women that will be there. You know, we have an expert on how to get cougars. We have an expert on Tantra, and we have Marnie Wingirl, who was there at the first convention that I did. So we go back a long way. And Fly Hudson, go to the site, and I'll pass it to you, brother, in conclusion.
Okay. Well, in conclusion, everybody, this is your life. This is your book you're writing. This is your movie you're directing. This is the story of your life. Well, how do you want it to unfold? You know, how do you want it to unfold? I find myself in these situations and experiences, and I have to remind myself that it was a dream to be in these situations, and that the only thing I can do right now is just be grateful about that actual problem. You see, this is something that you must learn. Otherwise, you're going to lose your power. So you don't accumulate power by being ungrateful. You accumulate power by being grateful, and that's in any field. And so there's no different, as above, so below. And so when you find yourself in situations that at some point in your life, you wished you were in that situation. It sounded so cool to hear somebody else say those situations. Then it's time to do a quick reminder that you are where you said you would be. And that means that you will be exactly where you said you're going to be now in the future. So this is your life. You know, if you haven't grabbed the pen from people around you and signed up for your own life, then it's time to do it. If you haven't kicked people out of your life who have been sitting there shitting in the story of your life and writing it for you, you need to get rid of them. And no matter what action you take, there's going to be some sort of consequence. There'll be some sort of destruction, really, that's a fact. And there will be some sort of unpleasantness with every single action you take. And then there's the other side, because if all those things exist, then there's all the good stuff that comes with it too. But if you're trying to live a safe, comfortable life in those beautiful little words that destroy the experience of every human being, a safe and comfortable life is not the life that would bring you any sort of happiness. It would bring you misery, boredom, upset, problems, and just sitting back and being jealous and envious of the rest of the world living while you're just barely existing. So our goal for the global SLR is men and women, and more women are studying, of course. I have a huge following of women. Our goal is, when you guys arrive, to provide a certain level of experience that is reserved for the VIP of the planet. Okay, and I do live like that. Vince does live like that, and you get to see it, you get to experience it. So we're gonna have a real good time. I'm ready. I'm ready to be in LA right now. So these next 5 days are just me, you know, tightening the little details in my arts. Okay, hope to see you guys real soon. Have a good night.